Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 5th of July 2016, and this is the 295th Moll Out Loud podcast. It's another grey day today, with rain as well, but this time I'm not walking through town. I am snug at home. I should have been out walking with a friend just now, but she's not very well, so I'm podcasting instead, and it's probably just as well I have a little extra time to do that. Shortly after I completed my podcast yesterday, and I'd gone into town, and I'd done a couple of things, and I suddenly realised I didn't have my umbrella with me anymore, and so I retraced my steps. I had an appointment in town, a Qigong appointment, and I'd left myself plenty of time to get there, but I hadn't really left myself a lot of time to completely retrace my steps. When I say completely, I retraced them back to the cork tree that I said I was going to send you a photograph of, because I thought I remembered hanging the umbrella on a railing in order to take the photo. But it wasn't there. And I did find it. I found it at a place that was really close to where I had remembered or realised that I hadn't got it. But by that time, I really had to run to get to Qigong. And this is the third time that I've been really nearly late for it, and it's really unlike me. I'm a very punctual person, and I like to arrive in places calmly and collectedly, not this kind of mad woman with bags turning up, puffing. Anyway, it was a very nice Qigong session, and I felt totally restored. Well, restored to a self that I haven't visited for a little while. So that was a really, really nice thing to do. And we had a lot of visitors to the Ringing Tower later in the evening. So I'm really glad that all that occurred with me feeling a great deal of equanimity. And so it's something I shall definitely continue. I did get on with my iPhone quite well, except what the one thing I couldn't do when I was uploading it in the tower was attach the photograph, because I couldn't work out a way of transferring the photo from an iPhone to an iPad. So I sent you a rather odd one instead, an odd one which had rain in it, but little else that was really relevant. And then I thought I would send it to you today, but actually I've decided not to. What happened this morning was that I had a writing morning, an uninterrupted writing morning, and so I got my novel out and I started working on it, and then I thought that I needed to find out whether there had been a workers' canteen in the parliamentary buildings in Bern and during the First World War. It's the sort of thing that you're very likely not to be able to find out, and quite frankly, nor is anyone else likely to find it out if I get it wrong. So it's not. It was a mistaken rabbit hole that I found myself hurtling down, and I ended up discovering a photographer who had taken photos in Bern in the 1930s mainly. And so I thought, well, there might be some nice pictures of the place that I'm describing. And There were. So I started scrolling through them, and I only realised after it, I just hadn't got to the end of them, that actually there were 3,000 and something photographs that had been uploaded to the site by this one photographer who was a photographer in the parliamentary buildings, which was why I'd come across him. So I had a lovely time scrolling through these photographs and didn't get a skerrick of writing done. And at first, when I started looking at them, I thought, well, they're not going to be any good, these photographs, because they're from the early 1930s and I'm trying to write about 1516. And then it really occurred to me how close 1915 and the early 1930s were, you know, 15 to 20 years between the two. And really, when I was looking at the photos, there were so many that were very similar to how I remembered Byrne in my childhood in the 1960s. So that was another 30 years on. And in fact, how some things totally hadn't changed when I last went back, which was 2 years ago. And one of the things that hadn't changed was the location of the markets. And I don't really just mean the markets themselves, but the kind of thing that was sold at each particular place. And so the photograph, the long and the short of it is, or rather the long of it is, that I found the photo I'm sending you today, which is of women selling mushrooms in the mushroom season, which here in Tasmania is right now, are selling them in the same place that my sister and I used to go every week to get mushrooms in September 2010. So it was a bit special to find that photograph. And really, I have no idea when they started selling mushrooms there, but I think I could easily extrapolate. If my character happens to ever want to buy mushrooms and happens to be in Byrne at the right time of year, but it is a bit of an outside requirement for her. So it was, I had a lovely morning and it was completely unproductive. And some days are just like that. And I just really want to be able to enjoy the fact that it was an enjoyable morning, even though I didn't do anything. And put myself into harness a bit better tomorrow. I think I'm really going to have to start using freedom to prevent me from going on the internet when I'm writing. It's a bit different with Mole because I do need to keep researching back and forwards, but I have such a deadline with Mole that the rabbit holes I go down are more finite, and more focused, I guess, too. I do hope that whatever you've been doing today, that you have been able to engage with whatever's most important to you. But if you haven't, and if you've gone down rabbit holes, I hope it's been a truly enjoyable experience, and that you can both laugh at yourself and relish the fact that you have enjoyed doing it. And if you haven't had your day yet, maybe today is a rabbit-holing sort of a day, I do think. Well, certainly over here in winter, rabbit holes are kind of nice places to go. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.